Paleontological evidence. The process of fossilization takes a very long period of time. In order to study the fossil, the land is excavated. Three resistances, 15 ohms, 20 ohms, and 10 ohms are connected in parallel. Find the effective resistance of the circuit. Solution. Given that R1 is equal to 15 ohms, R2 is equal to 20 ohms, and R3 is equal to 10 ohms. And also, 1 by RP is equal to 1 by R1 plus 1 by R2 plus 1 by R3. Joule's law. Let V be the potential difference applied between two terminals of a conductor of resistance R. Then, by using Ohm's law, I is equal to V by R. Chemistry. Sodium oxide and potassium oxide dissolve in water to produce alkalis as follows. Na2O plus H2O gives 2NaOH. Similarly, K2O plus H2O gives 2KOH. Iron does not burn even on strong heating, but iron fillings burn vigorously when sprinkled in the flame of the burner. This can be shown in the following equation. 3Fe plus 2O2 in the presence of heat gives Fe3O4, which is also called as ferrous oxide, which is also called as ferric oxide. Geography. Ganga Plain. Introduction. The plain is drained by the Ganga and its tributaries. It forms a 1,050 km long east-west corridor between the Himalayas in the north and the peninsular plateau in the south. The plain is broad in the west and narrow towards the east. The Ganga Plain has been the hub of Indian culture. Ancient and sacred cities like Haridwar, Mathura, Prayag in Allahabad, Kashi in Varanasi, and Gaya had inspired and nurtured Hindu sages and philosophers. Physiography. The Ganga Belt is the world's most extensive plain of uninterrupted alluvium formed by the deposition of silt by numerous rivers. The major rivers in this region are the Ganga, Yamuna, Chambal, Gomti, Ghagra and Kosi. Maths. Prove that if Ui is equal to Xi minus A upon H and H is not equal to 0, then X bar is equal to A plus H into U bar. Proof. Let Ui be equal to Xi minus A upon H. Therefore, Hui is equal to Xi minus A. That is, Xi is equal to A plus H into Ui. Option. That is, Xi is equal to A plus Hui. Therefore, FiXi is equal to FiA plus FiHui, which is equal to AFi plus HFiUi. Summation of FiXi is equal to A summation Fi plus H summation FiUi. Therefore, summation FiXi upon summation Fi is equal to A summation Fi upon summation Fi plus H summation FiUi upon summation Fi. That is, X bar is equal to A plus H U bar. Through the point P3, draw a line parallel to QP5 which intersects segment PQ in R. Since P3R is parallel to QP5, therefore, PP3 upon P3P5 is equal to PR by RQ. Considering the basic proportionality theorem, therefore, PP3 upon P3P5 is equal to 3 by 2. Therefore, PR by RQ is equal to 3 by 2. Example 3. If the angle theta is equal to minus of 45 degrees, find the value of sine of theta and cos of theta. Solution. We know that sine of minus theta is equal to minus sine theta. Therefore, sine of minus 45 degrees is equal to minus sine 45 degrees, which is equal to minus 1 by root 2. Cos of minus theta is equal to cos theta. So, cos of minus 45 degrees is equal to cos of 45 degrees, which is again equal to 1 by root 2. Story. One day, a man came to visit Gandhiji. While he was talking to the man, he noticed that the man was wearing a torn shirt. Gandhiji said to him, "You have a nice shirt on, but it is torn. It would have looked even better if you had mended it."
"I think so too," said the man.
"But the tailor was busy and didn't do it."
"Then why didn't you do it yourself if the tailor was busy?" asked Gandhiji.
"Here, give it to me. I will sew it for you while we talk. There is no shame in doing it. I am quite used to stitching. I have often stitched the torn clothes of the children at the ashram. Tails on time. Punctuality is being on time. Being punctual is good manners. Being punctual is being smart too. Learn from this." It was a hot summer that year. Everybody was talking about it. The evenings weren't so bad. After all, the gentle breezes blew and ruffled fur and feathers then. But the days were hot. It wouldn't have been so bad if all the animals could just loll about in the shade of trees or in their jungle lairs and sleep it off. Perhaps they would have been able to do that if it weren't for those pesky flies. They were everywhere, in eyes, in nose, in tail, in hair. "Got to do something about this," muttered Leo Lion as he swapped at a fly climbing up his nostril at that moment.
"Achoo! Achoo!
Got to do something about it,"
repeated the twin cubs together. They repeated everything their father said.
"Achoo! Achoo!"
muttered Mrs. Lion to herself as she twitched a nostril herself.
"There's not much harm in dreaming, is there?"
"Point taken,"
murmured Leo Lion. The next morning, he called all the animals to his den. When the animals quietened down, Leo cleared his throat.